I sure am. I'm trying to just hit the ground and going on press conference at 3:30.
I wanted to alert you that there may be some questions because the market has been jumping up and down today and has fallen on most commodities as far as it can fall in one day. And the reason it's fallen has been because of the problems in relation to that Friendly Nations provision in our Food for Freedom bill. And I've worked with Nick and with Dean in trying to pressure that House group, and we've delayed that conference on it. But I don't think we should delay much longer, Mr. President. This is, more important legislation to us, particularly at this time in the election, than the small price we have to pay on this Friendly Nations thing. And I wanted to alert you of it because I may come up at your press conference, and it's very, very sensitive out here. And as I say, that market's up and down like nobody's business.
Yeah, well, I'm for a Food for Freedom bill, but they tell me you got a Food for Peacenik bill. I'm not for that, and I'm not for a foreign policy bill tied in with the Food for Freedom thing. And I don't see as much damage to be done if we just passed it in January.
Well, I think we'd have a very, very difficult time moving it out again, Mr. President. I really do, and I don't know how we'll get it shankered up before we do.
Might not be...
I'm afraid it looked like the kind of a program you set up, and we're not going to have any trouble with Food for Peace label business. I just called the President's Food for Freedom program and let the Congress put any limited moniker on it that they want. As far as that's concerned, it's PR480, the President's Food for Freedom program. And on balance, why, on the other side of it, why, I don't think we can move this House crowd. They think they got us a bit by the jugular vein now in the election. We can change our Friendly Nations provision better after the first of the year when they come back, then we can hope to get the kind of a bill that you want now. And you've poured a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this one. It's a good bill now and a good program. We can do what we need to do. And I told Dean I believe I'd get anemic, but I didn't think that we ought to die over this. That the countries around the world that want $1 billion worth of our food like India, why, if they have to not sell $100,000 worth of jute to Cuba, why, that's not too much for us to ask or for them to expect, in my judgment. I think it's just about that cold turkey. Because this will undoubtedly come up as the market's jumping crazy, I did want to bring it to your attention before my press turned loose on you.
What do you think I ought to say to the press? I thought I'd just say that the program doesn't expire until next January. I made my recommendation. I believe in them very strongly. And as I understand it, the matter is still pending to Congress. I hope that they could get a bill that would carry out my recommendation this year. If they can't, I'll submit it to them as soon as they get back.
Well, this will cause it to jump up and down. If I thought there was a fighting chance, or they're backing down on this, why, we could pull it out for another week, but in my judgment, I don't think the House is going to let go of the jugular vein. And I would say that this is important legislation, and you hope and trust that the Congress will pass it. They've still got a week to go.
No, I do think it's important legislation, the bill I sent. I don't think the McGovern bill is, and perfectly frankly, I don't give a damn whether to pass McGovern's bill or not.
Well, it's really not necessarily McGovern's bill, Mr. President. It's your bill. The only thing in it is this nonsense about the way you put that name on it, which no one's even noticed. I thought that you'd been very wise about it, that they're not paying attention to it, and that everybody considers this President Johnson's Food for Freedom program, and that's been lost in the bushes a long time ago. And what they'll do, Mr. President, they'll land, I'm afraid, on the administration's overall of this legislation doesn't go through because of this relatively small aspect of it. We'll have a hell of a time, I'm afraid, next year. This will run out, the market will go down, our prices will go down, they'll land on us, and it'll have an adverse political effect between now and November 8th. I just think that's too much of a price to pay on that combination thing, which really doesn't mean a hell of a lot. You got some people in the State Department that get awfully excited about this and want to love everybody to death, and I want to love everybody too, but we also got to do some things in addition to making love. And so, I do think it's quite important.
Okay, much obliged for calling.
Thank you, sir.